Hi, it's the Sheriff's Department. Can I talk to you for a sec?
Yeah, can I come out? I got a dog.
Absolutely.
Hi,
good. I'm sorry if we're bothering you.
Okay.
We're right out here outside your house. Okay. We had an officer-involved shooting earlier tonight. Did you see or hear anything that happened?
Uh-oh.
You saw it all? Okay. Let's go ahead and start with, what's your name? And the numbers... Is there anyone else in your house? Does anyone else live
yes.
here that's not home at this time?
Yes.
Who is that?
My mother and my daughter. They're both, one's in Wyoming and one's in Montana.
Can you tell me their name? I have a feeling you might have seen something since you were...
Oh, plus
he's
Mike.
He's for us to come talk.
He's running around in there too, so I can't.
Okay, can you go ahead and tell me what it is you saw?
I was laying on my couch. I saw the lights go by, and I heard him hit. The car's hit. Mm-hmm. So I ran outside and I ran like, on the corner, and he had the house over there, and the deputy's yelling, "Don't go, don't go. I'm gonna kill you." And the guy just punched it. I didn't know who was shooting at who, so I ran back over here. And then I started going in. That guy stopped right there. He got out, holding his neck, saying, "You shot me in the neck, you shot me in the neck. I don't have any guns on me." And the deputy just gets out and says, "Why are you running from me? Why are you running from me?" And he laid on the ground. He said, "Get on the ground." The guy laid on the ground. And he, I think he just stood there holding the gun on, which he didn't go up to him because, you know, everything was happening.
Yeah.
And then the rest of them came. And then they handcuffed him. Give him a stand.
Right.
And that's my head real.
Okay. So you were on your couch, which is...
It's right here. It's like... You want me to... I can play one.
Do you have a view through any of the windows? Or
this
was it
right
just
here.
The lights?
No, I saw the lights, and I could hear
you
this.
You saw the lights
I could
the patrol
hear
car?
I saw the lights of the patrol car, and I could hear the... I knew it was a chase, because I could hear the screeching, and I saw lights.
Okay.
So I got up and ran out here, and...
Okay, so that went along
right
here.
Here.
So you got out and ran...
Right in the middle of my lawn.
In the middle of your lawn,
right?
Right
up there.
Okay.
So I'm looking that way, and he's got him pushed up into the...
Yeah, he could.
He had him pushed up where the white van is, that car. And he was facing that way with his door open, and he's yelling at the guy, "Don't go, stop."
So the patrol car was
facing that way.
That way.
And the other car was facing this way. But he was trying to this guy was trying to reverse, and he figured out he couldn't go backwards, so he put it forward, and then that's when the deputy was going, don't go, I'm going to shoot, or I'm going to kill you, is what he said. And the guy just punched it, and then that's when I heard shooting. I didn't know who was shooting at who.
So when the guy was over here at the white van,
uh-huh.
when you say punched it, he was coming towards the deputy?
Yeah, they were like right there. The deputy had his door open, and he was yelling at the guy to stop, and the guy wasn't stopping. So that's when he stepped on the gas.
Okay. And then do you remember how many shots were fired?
I'd say at least four, maybe more. Because I thought they were shooting each other, honestly. Because it was kind of rapid fire.
Okay. So as soon as the shooting happened, you thought, oops.
I didn't know who was
shooting.
Yeah, because that guy was facing me, so if he shoots the deputy, his bullets are coming this way. So that's why I ran back over there.
Okay. So you ran back over there.
Yeah.
And then you stood...
Right at my door.
Right at your door.
Yeah.
So you
because
were able
I've seen him come back down here.
To see the car come back here and
yeah.
stop right
he
there.
He stopped right there. He opened the door. He got out. He was holding his neck. He said, "You shot me in the neck. I don't have any guns. Or I don't have any weapons. Call the ambulance." He was saying stuff like that. And then he's all laid out on the ground. Why are you running from me? What's wrong with you? Something like that. The guy just laid down. And then he was talking on his radio. Mm-hmm. Why are you running?
Stuff
like that. That was funny.
Okay.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Someone might contact you later.
Okay.
Usually we don't have people that see the whole thing, but if someone from Major Crimes need to get a detail that I didn't get, or something they may tell you in the next couple of days.
Okay,
and possibly not also.
That's fine.
It probably would be good for me to get your phone number.
I also have a cell phone.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Hopefully we won't keep you up too much longer. This is a recording of it. So, you might be interviewed in the morning.